Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you top news from around the world ahead of today's trading session. Well, even as the Nifty witnessed selling pressure yesterday, the moment it crossed 25,100 intraday, this morning the market is likely to start on a higher note following positive global cues. GIFT Nifty was higher this morning, trading at a premium of more than 100 points from Nifty Futures Wednesday close, indicating a gap-up start for the Indian market. Now, yesterday, the Nifty not only failed to defend the 25,000 mark, but at one point even broke below 24,900 before eventually closing above that mark. 24,800 on the downside and 25,100 on the upside has become the current range for the Nifty. Even Gautam Shah of Goldilocks Premium Advisory told CNBC TV18 yesterday that 25,150 is now a very important near-term barrier for the Nifty that it needs to cross for further upside. Selling pressure came from all corners, be it metals, autos, PSU banks, and even the entire CPSE basket, which continues to move lower from its August 1st peak. Even the mid-cap index, which was an outperformer till the start of the second half of the day, ended in the red. Now, though the US markets closed higher overnight, US CPI for August came in at 2.5%, which was the lowest since February 2021, while core CPI can be hotter than expected. In the US, the major benchmarks rebounded from intraday lows as core CPI rose slightly more than expected, and investors changed their bets for a quarter percentage point cut by the Fed next week. Now, this morning, stocks in Asia rose as tech fueled a rally on Wall Street, spread across the region, supported by expected Federal Reserve rate cuts next week. Equities in Japan and South Korea advance, while the topics up the most in almost a month. A region-wide gorge of the tech stocks rose more than 1%. The gain for share benchmarks in Tokyo partly reflected the yen's reversal from its strongest level against the dollar since December. Oil, meanwhile, held gains from Wednesday as Hurricane Francine ripped through key oil-producing zones in the U.S. Gulf of Mexico, prompting traders to cover bearish bets. Spot coal was little changed. Now, India is poised to release its August Consumer Price Index late Thursday. Economists polled by Reuters expected to rise 3.5% year-on-year compared to 3.4% in July. Now, among the stocks to watch back home are Adani Ports, as the company is to develop a multipurpose berth at Gujarat's Kandla Port. It has signed a concession deal with DPA to develop the berth at the Deendayal Port in Gujarat. In an exclusive interview to CNBC TV18, IndiGo's CEO said that the business class will be introduced in flights in November between Delhi to Mumbai. The aim is to become a global airline by 2030. There are also plans to increase international destinations to 40 by the end of this year. Root Mobile will be in focus as Proximus Opal, one of the company's promoters, plans to sell up to 38 lakh shares or 6% of the company's total equity through an offer for sale. BPCL, the joint venture between the company's arm Bharat Petro Resources and Indian Oil, has got production concession by the Supreme Council for Financial and Economic Affairs in Abu Dhabi. NBCC is to collaborate with MTNL to develop 13.8 acres of land parcel in New Delhi. This project is valued at 1,600 crore rupees. HPCL board has approved Visakh Raipur pipeline project investment worth rupees 2,212 crore rupees to construct a pipeline from Visakh to Raipur. Olectra Greentech will be in focus as well as PM eBus aims to have 38,000 e-buses in 169 cities. 4,391 crore rupees have been set aside for procurement of buses. In other news, the cabinet has cleared 10,900 crore rupees for PM eDrive, the new FAME policy. The government is also to fast-track approvals for startups. Bajaj Housing Finance IPO has received bids worth rupees 3 lakh crore. Tata Steel has got a 500 million euro UK subsidy for making green steel at Port Talbot unit. Adani-linked FPIs have dropped SAT plea to comply with SEBI's holding norms. MTNL lenders are batting against haircuts in debt resolution. And lastly, India has expanded Ayushman Bharat to cover 6 crore senior citizens aged 70 plus with 5 lakh free health insurance per family. Well, that's about it for now. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Stay tuned to CNBC TV18 for more news and cues.